check in with the Friday Night Lights and Chicago Radio's only prep football scores, stats, and stories program on 720 WGN. This is Preps Plus Chicago with your host, Sam Panionovic.
This is it. Week 9.
Flying by, Sammy.
Regular season ends tomorrow for some teams. It ends for most tonight. Some of them are fortunate enough to make the IHSA football playoffs, and we may have the game of the year underway right now, Kev. Brother Rice and Loyola, a pair of top three teams going back and forth on the south side. Last check of the score, the Crusaders up 37-34 in the fourth quarter.
Game of the year.
I think that's certainly the number one contender for game of the year, because both teams trying to move to 9-0. Loyola has been the class of the Catholic League Blue for the last 3, 4, 5 years. And Brother Rice trying to elevate themselves. We also have history tonight. For the first time since 1979, both Mount Carmel and Joliet Catholic will miss the playoffs.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Other history, IC Catholic finishes 9-0. First time in school history. Good for them. Undefeated year.
Carmel's last playoff miss, 1985. So a 30-year streak snapped. Joliet Catholic had their 18-year streak snapped. They hadn't missed it since 1998.
Weird to say. Those teams aren't in the postseason, right?
Those are powerhouses.
Playoff staples. Every single year, you know they're going to be in it. Surprising not to see them in.
Double-digit state titles for both programs, but that's the way it works sometimes. You can help us. We can help you with scores. Kevin has your scoreboards at 10:15, 10:35, 10:55.
And you can check WGNRadio.com. We have a live football scoreboard there at the top of the webpage. Check it out. You can scroll through, find your school's score.
We'll talk to two of the fine reporters for the Chicago Tribune, Mike Clark and Mike Helfgott. And we're scheduled to talk to Brian Batke, the head coach of Brother Rice. He said he'll be on win or lose.
He may be a little spent after this one.
The problem is that game started at 7:45, and it may trickle into the 11 o'clock hour, especially if it goes to overtime. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we're going to do. And then we talked to him last year. He's a sports writer for the Kankakee Daily Journal, Steve Soucy. He's like the Joe Lenardi of Illinois high school brackets.
Yes.
So he's going to tell you not only who's in and who's out, but who are your number one seeds likely in 6, 7, and 8A. I'm not going to grill him about 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 because that's yeoman's work right there. But the Seuss, as he goes by, is very popular in the Illinois high school football circles. And he's been crunching these numbers since, I think, week 4.
Love this guy. Yeah. Love this guy who was able to project Illinois high school football playoff brackets. He knows his stuff. It's really interesting. We talked to him last year, as you said, and it's always interesting, but he always pretty much nails the matchups every year.
I also just got a text. We mentioned you help us, we help you. Loyola just took the lead at Brother Rice, 41-36 in the fourth quarter. So we will follow that trend. Mike Clark is on the phone now from the Chicago Tribune. He joins us on Preps Plus. Number 7, Hinsdale Central against number 17, Oak Park River Forest. A win for Hinsdale Central, Mike. They are 9-0.
Yeah, it was a pretty impressive performance, especially defensively. Oak Park has just got a ton of speed and a lot of skill players, but Hinsdale's defense just really did the job tonight.
Is this a defense that's maybe top two in the state? Because we've heard about this Red Devil defense all season long.
I have to say so. I mean, based on what I've seen this year, I mean, it seems like the offenses have kind of been dominant this year. But, you know, these guys are 9-0, and to shut down Oak Park like this, I mean, this is a team, you know, whose only other loss was to Glenbard West. They gave up. They scored 39 points in that loss. So, you know, obviously they got an explosive offense. But Hinsdale, not a lot of, star players on defense, but they just swarmed the ball pretty well. I mean, they just know their schemes pretty well.
When did you start covering high school football in Illinois?
Oh, boy. Do we really have to go there?
I want to go there. There's a reason I'm asking. Do you remember the year? Can you recall?
Yeah, it was 78 or 79.
So 1979 was the last year both Mount Carmel and Joliet Catholic missed the playoffs.
You know, I was following that game, the Mount Carmel game tonight, and it's a stunner. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say about it. You know, they've had some really close games this year, just haven't quite been able to close it out. You know, and I think that's might be the most impressive streak in Illinois high school football. I mean, you know, to make the playoffs that many times in a row is, you know, year in and year out under Coach Lenny. I mean, you guys know what he's done, and it's just really remarkable that it's lasted this long.
Is it good or bad for the sport when those teams with all the state titles don't make it? What do you think about that?
I don't know. I mean, you know, you can look at it either way. I mean, it's nice to get some new blood in the playoffs for sure. It's just going to be really strange not to see Mount Carmel. I mean, you know, we knew for a while that Joliet Catholic wasn't going to make it, but, you know, you kind of felt like Mount Carmel was going to play their way in somehow, some way, and it just didn't happen this year.
Do you have a favorite story from the regular season? If I had to put you on the spot and say, what's been your favorite story for the first 9 weeks, what would it be?
Wow. I would just say the depth in 8A, and I think Steve's going to tell you that too. I mean, there are so many good teams in 8A. He told me the other day that there may be an 8-1 team going on the road in the first round because there might be 17 teams at 9-0 or 8-1. Yeah, 8A is just loaded this year. And, you know, anybody who tells you they know he's going to win, I think, you know, they're lying. There's a lot of good teams, and, you know, anything could happen.
And, of course, we avoided a Chicago Public School strike. That's got to be up there, too.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's great to see those teams in. Phillips going for a repeat. You know, some other teams maybe having a shot at winning some games, too. So that'll be a great story to follow, too.
You can read him in the Chicago Tribune. You can follow him on Twitter at Mike Clark Preps. Mike Clark, thank you for stopping by. We'll talk to you in the playoffs.
Sounds good, guys. See ya.
Mike Clark from the Chicago Tribune. As we always do, 10:15, right on the head. Let's get a check of the scores. Here's Kevin Powell.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with the Preps Plus Top 20. Again, as Sam just mentioned, Loyola number one coming into this week. Brother Rice ranked third. They go head-to-head tonight. Loyola just took the lead. They're up 41-37 late in that game. Again, Loyola over Brother Rice right now. Game's not over. Loyola leading 41-37. Number four, Neuqua Valley falls to number 19, Glenbard North, 35-14. Palatine up over Schaumburg, 21-7. Prairie Ridge finishes the season undefeated. They blank Dundee Crown, 62-0. Again, Hinsdale Central, as you just heard, won 21-12 over 17th-ranked Oak Park. Marist beat Joliet Catholic 41-7. Bradley Bourbonnais, a 56-20 win over Thornton. Fenwick shuts out De La Salle, 48-0. Phillips over Robeson, 54-6. Glenbard West will play tomorrow against Addison Trail. St. Charles East goes undefeated. They beat Streamwood 63-14. Cary Grove finishes the year 8-1. They blanked Crystal Lake Central, 35-0. IC Catholic over Fenton, 47-0. They finished the year undefeated. Lincoln Way East over Lockport, 28-0. Lincoln Way East finishes 7-2 on the year. Glenbard North again over number 4 Neuqua Valley, 35-14. And 20th-ranked Oswego, a 46-9 win over Plainfield to finish the year undefeated. That's a look at your top 20 Preps Plus scoreboard update.
I do have to add this before we take a quick timeout. So Elgin and Larkin are rivals, both in Elgin. Elgin coming into tonight was 0-8. Larkin needed to win to make the playoffs. Elgin gets their first win of the season in overtime to spoil the playoff berth for their rival.
That'll leave a bad taste in their mouth throughout the offseason. That stings.
First win is against its rival, and Elgin has stopped Larkin
for them. It's got to feel like they just won the championship, even though they just went 1-8. To pull that off, you know they're going to be celebrating.
Momentum in the next year.
Yes.
It's an Original Six showdown on the west side. Watch the Blackhawks battle the Leafs. Austin Matthews in town. Saturday at 6, WGN-TV Sports, where Chicago's very own play.
Back to the Friday Night Lights and Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
It's 10:21 in Chicago, Preps Plus, Season 7, Week number 9. That means that after this weekend, some teams will be going to the playoffs. Some teams will have to hang up the spikes for the rest of the offseason. And to break a little bit of that down, as he did last year, he joined us, Steve Soucy from the Kankakee Daily Journal. He's been called the guru with the brackets. And, Steve, we appreciate you joining us now. I know you're pulled over on the side of I-57, leaving a game that you covered, Wilmington and Cole City. But I want to talk about a little bit about what you do and when you started crunching numbers and how you got into the brackets here in the IHSA playoffs.
Well, it started quite some time ago. I'm going to date myself. It was about 25 years ago, to be totally honest with you. Well, one of the coaches in our area started calling me on Friday nights really late looking for weird scores of schools I'd never heard of before. And I finally got to the bottom of the matter, and he was trying to figure out whether or not his team was going to be in the 2A or 3A classes. And they ended up in 2A, and they ended up winning the state championship. So he was doing research for the right reasons. And then I just kind of got interested in the process, and it's over time it's become something that that I really enjoy, and it gives me an opportunity to kind of dig into football all over the state and get to know patterns and stuff like that. And it's a really interesting process. It's the more you dig into it, the more layers you see to it, and that's kind of how it all came about. Now I can't imagine not doing it at this point.
What's the most important part about your numbers, and then how successful are you at pegging who's in and who's out?
Well, the who's in, who's out part is usually not all that difficult once you get all the week nine results in. The actual brackets themselves can be a little bit more tricky just because of a lot of things. I mean, one of the things that like coming into the night, there were still 305 teams that were eligible to get one of the 256 playoff berths, and 71 of those teams were 4-4. And what's been interesting tonight, and it was the same thing that happened last year, is that we've already seen a number of 4-4 teams that were fighting for their playoff lives, playing against the team with a better record, and they've rose up and won those games. So then that's where the chaos comes in, and it looks like we're going to have another chaotic week nine.
Yeah, Steve, we were talking to Mike Clark earlier, and he mentioned how deep 8A is this year, and some 8-1 teams may be starting the postseason on the road. Have you ever seen such a deep class as this year's 8A?
I can't recall it, to be completely honest with you. I mean, I had to look at the numbers on my screen two or three times to make sure that was actually the correct, situation. And the overwhelming thing that you notice when you look at the 8A draw and what will probably be revealed tomorrow night is that you're going to see games between, say, for example, a 26 seed and a 7 seed, and you're going to go, that's a first-round game? Are you kidding me? I mean, these are games that you would imagine are going to be quarterfinals, semifinals, and they're going to be first-round contests because that's how deep this class is. If you look at the group of teams that are going to finish 7-2 most likely in the regular season, and there's some teams in there that you think can threaten for the 8A title. So it's a class that's 20 teams deep. I mean, I know the teams at the top are very, very good, and we're seeing that now with the Loyola Brother Rice game going back and forth as it has, but there are so many teams in that field that are going to make that Class A tournament, I think, one of the better ones we've had in a long time.
Steve Soucy, you cover sports for the Kankakee Daily Journal with us now on Preps Plus on WGN. Are you okay, finally, with the format? Have we figured out a format that works in the playoffs where you have 32 teams in every class and then we rank them 1 to 32? I know there's not a perfect way to do it, but if you had to put your teaching cap on and rate the system right now from A to F, what would you give it?
I think I'd give it a hard B. I think there are some things that the tweaks that if we were open to maybe playing around with the formulas a little bit would make it better. Because, I mean, the way that the system weighs all wins the same, I mean, I don't know if there's a perfect formula for it, but I'm not necessarily a huge fan of all wins being worth the same amount because – I mean, as we well know, the levels of competition are a lot different. So I think there's some tweaks if we were open to it that might make it a little bit better. But I don't think it's a bad system in any stretch of the imagination. I mean, we obviously get some bad matchups here and there. But I think it's a pretty good system overall and does a pretty good job of rewarding the right teams getting into the postseason.
To put you on the spot, if you had to name the biggest surprise this year, whether they made it or didn't make it, which teams pop in your mind right now?
Well, I mean, the obvious one from tonight is that Mount Carmel's not going to the playoffs. I mean, I noticed, and I don't know if that game has gone final yet, but St. Rita was dueling with Marmion, and they also needed a win. So for me, if Marmion were to beat St. Rita and we've only got two Chicago Catholic League Blue teams in the playoffs.
St. Rita won, by the way.
Yeah, St. Rita hit a field goal late in the game.
25-23, close one.
Okay, because I knew it was close, and I was just going to say, but even that, I mean, that's a conference that we always talk about being so deep and so strong that they're sending the three representatives, and one of them gets in by the skin of their teeth is something that's really surprising.
Thanks, Steve. I did go to Mount Carmel for the record, so thanks for the salt in my wounds. I appreciate it.
Not intentional at all.
If you had to list the strongest team in 8A and 7A, who are the powerhouses? Who are the teams to beat in the top two conferences?
Well, I think the obvious, we're seeing it tonight. I think the best two teams in 8A are playing right now between Loyola and Brother Rice. I think you can throw Homewood Philosopher in that conversation, but I think if you're asking me for two, I'm telling you those two that are playing right now. And if there's some way to get that bracket to where they could rematch in a final, I think that would be great. In 7A, I think I'm going to plug my own area a little bit. I think the Bradley Bourbonnais Boilermakers are a big-time threat. And then I think you got to go outside of Chicagoland for the other favorite in 7A with East St. Louis.
Glenbard West, 7 or 8A?
Right now, my gut tells me that they're probably going to be 7A, but this could be – I mean, this is going to come down to the wire on them. They are officially the bubble team right now between the two classes. So one upset here, one upset there in the next 24 hours. I mean, and there's a game tomorrow that actually has 2 4-4 teams playing that's going to affect, I think, the final team in 8A. So – I don't think we're going to know that until Saturday, to be completely honest.
Loyola up, by the way, 48-37 with just a couple minutes left. Looks like their winning streak will reach 26.
Interesting. Good to know. But I still think, like I said, I still think those two teams are the tops.
Great stuff. You can read them in the Kankakee Daily Journal. The bracket guru, Steve Soucy. He's on Twitter, at the Seuss, T-H-E-S-O-U-C. Always love having you on at the end of the regular season because we know the best season is coming, and that's the playoffs. So we'll be following your work, Steve. Thank you so much. I know you'll be busy.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Steve Soucy from the Kankakee Daily Journal, 720 WGN. I have breaking news, and I totally forgot to tell Rob Martyr about this at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
They scored 63 points and won their first game of the season. Glenbrook South,
woo!
63-17.
Fear the Titan, Robbie.
Did you go down finally and give the Titans a pep talk? Because they scored 63. They hadn't scored over 30 all year.
Wow.
When Rob Martyr walks onto the practice field.
Who do they play?
Niles North.
Emerges from the darkness.
Holy moly.
And gives the team a pep talk, and they roll out 63 points.
My question would be, why were you sitting on that all season long?
Because I wanted you to sweat up there.
Wow.
I wanted you to
sweat. Guys, why were they sitting on it all season
long? Oh, well, I didn't get a chance.
It was your pep talk. They got them going, Robbie.
Why didn't they spread that out over the season, you know? I mean, there are only 9 of these things. Come on, guys.
But they were scoring like 7, 15, yeah, 21, and then 63. That's momentum, Rob, for next season.
Hey, man, something to build on. Something to build on. 1-8. Go Titans.
The last game of the year is a win. News is sponsored by Rush University Medical Center at 10:32. Here's Rob Martyr.
And I am a proud Titan as well.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago. Scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with the top 20, the game everyone's talking about, a top 3 matchup, Loyola against Brother Rice. Looks like Loyola will hang on for a 48-37 win. Number 1 Loyola beats Brother Rice 48-37. We'll get a live report from Mike Helfgott on that game. Homewood Flossmoor over Bolingbrook, 28-10. They finished the year undefeated. Neuqua Valley, the 4th-ranked team, falls to number 19, Glenbard North, 35-14. Palatine up over Schaumburg, 21-7. If anyone has the final to that, 312-981-7200, text or call it in. Prairie Ridge finishes the year undefeated. They beat Dundee Crown, 62-0. Hinsdale Central over OPRF, 21-12. Number 8, Marist beat Joliet Catholic, 41-7. Bradley Bourbonnais, a big 56-20 win over Thornton. Fenwick cruised to a 48-0 win over De La Salle. Phillips beat Robeson, 54-6. Glenbard West will play tomorrow against Addison Trail. St. Charles East demolishes Streamwood, 63-14. Cary Grove blanks Crystal Lake Central, 35-0. IC Catholic finishes the year undefeated, 47-0 win over Fenton. Lincoln Way East blanked Lockport, 28-0. Glenbard North over Neuqua Valley, as I just mentioned, 35-14 win. They finished the year 7-2. And rounding out our Preps Plus top 20, Oswego beats Plainfield 46-9. Oswego goes undefeated. Some other scores around the state: Solorio Academy over Lane, 40-12. Johnsburg over Marengo, 48-3. Lamont over TF North, 54-6. Providence over Mount Carmel, 17-6.
Ugh.
Once again, first time since 1985, the Caravan will not qualify for the playoffs.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Sam. Glenbrook South, though. Robbie's team, a big 63-17 win over Niles North. Glenbrook South gets their first win. My Hersey Huskies fall to Wheeling, 40-7. They finished 3-6. My pep talk to begin the season obviously didn't do much.
2-7?
I went and talked to the team before the season started. 3-6. Don't shortchange my Huskies.
Okay, so Mount Carmel had 4 wins. Hersey had 3. Glenbrook South had 1.
Yeah. So combined, we could have qualified. Huskies, they have a junior quarterback, Goldsberry. Big things out of him. Looking forward to his senior year. Go Huskies. Jacobs over Hampshire, 42-24. South Elgin beat Aurora East, 49-6. St. Rita over Marmion, 25-23. Joliet Central over Romeoville, 42-0. Naperville Central tops Lake Park, 17-14. Galesburg over Peoria, 35-28. St. Ignatius beat St. Lawrence, 16-9.
Catholic League White champs.
Look at that.
The Wolfpack.
The Wolfpack.
Oh! We had them on last year. They hadn't won in forever. They made the playoffs, and I like the turnaround on Roosevelt Road.
That's how you do a rebuild. Congrats to St. Ignatius to get a 16-9 win. Aurora Central beat Elmwood Park 33-12. ACC finishes 8-1 on the year. Maine South, big win over Evanston, 52-7. Oswego East over Plainfield East, 46-9. Barrington beat Conant, 47-7. And New Trier over Niles West, 56-35. And again, as we just mentioned, the game everyone's talking about this week, Loyola, Brother Rice, a top three matchup. Loyola coming in as the top-ranked team. Brother Rice, number 3. Loyola, a 48-37 win in that game. We'll get an update from Mike Helfgott on that. But that's a look at your Preps Plus scoreboard. If you want more scores around the state, go to WGNradio.com. There's a link at the top of the page. You can click that, scroll through, find your school, and get your score.
Wouldn't that be something if those two teams met again in the state title game in 8A?
You hope Rice, it works Loyola. That way. As we were just talking about the bracketology of it all, that's what you want. You want these two teams facing off in the semis. In the championship game.
Semis would be good, too.
Semis, either one. But you don't want to see an early round matchup between those two.
We will check
phenomenal
in.
Phenomenal seasons for both. Loyola finishes undefeated. Brother Rice, 8-1.
The coach, Mike Helfgott, Chicago Tribune. That's coming up after a quick timeout. Preps Plus, 720 WGN.
Chicagoland's only high school football scores, stats, and stories program. This is Preps Plus Chicago on 720 WGN.
About 12 minutes left to go before we bring Patty Vasquez into the fold. Pretty late coming up next from 11 to 2 on 720 WGN. Final 12 minutes of Preps Plus Chicago in the final week of the Illinois high school football regular season, and we bring him on every week. Usually it's at different times. Today it's a little bit late because I think he covered the game of the year tonight. Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune was at number 1 Loyola, number 3 Brother Rice on the south side, 99th Street and Pulaski. Coach, did you get your money's worth? I know you didn't pay, and you never pay, but was it good for the fans? Was it everything that you had hoped?
We got a 48-37 final. I think there were 10 lead changes tonight, Coach. Brother Rice quarterback Dino Borelli threw for about 400 yards. Loyola's Jake Marwidi, 240-pound tight end, ran for 5 touchdowns as a Wildcat quarterback, and the Ramblers survived 48-37 to win their
sixth
in a row.
What was the atmosphere like?
Oh, great. You know, great crowd here. Catholic Blue games usually are, and it was just back and forth all night. Like I said, 10 lead changes. You know, it really started looking like, you know, it was going to come down to the final team that had the ball. A couple late turnovers by Brother Rice really ended up being the difference.
Game of the year, Mike?
Top of my head, yes. It's always, you know, it's always easy to say that about the game that's in front of you. But, you know, certainly talent-wise, you know, it's certainly right up there.
Mike Helfgott brought to you by Lou Malnati's, home of Chicago's Deep Dish Pizza. Find one of 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. We had your guy on the Seuss, Steve Soucy from the Kankakee Daily Journal, and he was talking about how 8A, there might be 17 teams that are undefeated, which means that there could be an 8-1 team in 8A having to go on the road in the first round of the playoffs.
Wow, yeah, 8A. I mean, last few years, it's really kind of gone back and forth. 7A has been almost as good as 8A or as good some years, but this definitely looks like the year where 8A is really dominant.
1979, Coach, I bring up that year because that's the last time the IHSA playoffs was without Joliet Catholic and Mount Carmel. 1979, your thoughts?
Stunning to see Mount Carmel lose tonight to
Providence.
Providence. You know, we've seen the Joliet Catholic. We knew their enrollment was down. We knew that they might have been in for a tough year. But for Mount Carmel, you know, unbelievable. You know, really surprising, you know, to see that happen.
Coach, your Wheeling Wildcats beat my Hersey Huskies 40-7. I'll give you a minute to brag and rub it in my face.
A rare retweet during a game I gave when I saw
that.
Wildcats won that game. Yeah, that's about as excited as I get right there.
nice win there. What did they finish? 4-5-4? 4-5?
5-4. Brett Perlman, great coach. Wheeling's only been in the playoffs, I want to say, 3-4 times in Wheeling's history. So that's a great win for the Cats there.
And Perlman won all those championships with Prospect, turning the Wheeling Wildcat program around. Good for them.
Right on.
I'm wondering about, you know, the favorites right now. If you had to pick a favorite in 8A and a favorite in 7A, who would you say right now?
I like these Ramblers in 8A. They've only won 26 games in a row. You know, 9-0 in the Catholic Blue again for the second straight year. Offense just looks unstoppable because they can go any way. It, you know, the offensive line is absolutely terrific, and if they decide they just want to pound you, Marwee is really good as a Wildcat quarterback, and they've also got a regular quarterback who hasn't thrown an interception all year. And, you know, that, you're talking about a spread off.
What about 7A?
7A, I called out Glenbard North before the start of the season, and I saw that beat Neuquarter Knight. Bradley also looks good, but I'm going to stick with Glenbard North in 7A.
And we don't know. We'll find out tomorrow, right, about Glenbard West. They're like that swing team in 7 and 8A. We don't know where they're going to go yet.
We don't, but I think I'm going to go with Glenbard North either way.
Okay, so North over West. What's been your favorite story of this season? You've had 9 weeks in the regular season. We've had a Chicago Public School strike be avoided. We've had a lot of good teams hold serve, a lot of undefeated squads. We've had some teams fall flat. What's been your favorite story?
I think West Aurora going 9-0 certainly has to be up there. I don't know if anybody saw that coming. I mean, that's a team, you know, we talk a lot about conference realignment and maybe even criticized, but that's a team that found, you know, that left the DVC a number of years back and found a conference, you know, that it could play in and got guys out to, you know, to play in football, and guys weren't discouraged. And 9-0, that's, you know, that's great for them.
Regular season over, playoffs on the way. We start next week. It's been a heck of a journey, and we're glad that you're along to help us paint the picture, Coach. He's Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune, brought to you by Lou Malnati's. We'll talk to you in the postseason.
Looking forward to it, Coach. Thanks a lot.
On Twitter, at MHelfgott. We will get our final check of the scores after this on the G.
Now, Preps Plus Chicago scoreboard.
All right, we'll start with your top 20 again, the game of the week, maybe the game of the year, Loyola and Brother Rice, a 1-3 matchup. Loyola comes out on top 48-37 to finish the year undefeated. Homewood Flossmoor, the second-ranked team, they win 28-10 over Bolingbrook. Number 4, Neuqua Valley loses, though, 35-14 to number 19, Glenbard North, upset there. Prairie Ridge, a 62-0 win at Dundee Crown. Hinsdale Central won, Marist won, Bradley Bourbonnais won. Fenwick finishes the year 8-1. They beat De La Salle 48-0. Phillips, a 54-6 win. Glenbard West plays tomorrow against Addison Trail.
Can't read your own handwriting, or?
Just had a moment there. 14, St. Charles East over Streamwood, 63-14. Cary Grove, IC Catholic, both winning. Lincoln Way East over Lockport, 28-0. Glenbard North, again, beat Neuqua Valley, 35-14. And rounding out our top 20 is Oswego. They finished the year undefeated, a 46-9 win over Plainfield. Be sure to go to WGNradio.com. Our Preps Plus Chicago Live High School Football Scoreboard is available there. There's a link at the top. Click it. You can scroll through, find your school, get your score.
When did you leave Los Angeles?
6 a.m. today.
So 6 a.m. flight. You come in.
I landed about noon.
Jet lag. Rokan show. Go home. Come back.
Thank God for that early Blackhawk start. I was done by 5 o'clock. A full show would have wiped me. Went home, took a little nappy poo, Sammy, and then I was like, time for Preps Plus Chicago.
How many Dodger dogs?
I'm going to say like 6 or 7, maybe.
6 or 7. You were there 3 days?
3 days, yeah. Yeah, they sell them for $6. They also have the Super Dodger Dog, which is the all-beef alternative. So I tried that one as well. Garlic fries. It's like a big West Coast thing.
You can get them on the South Side, though, at the rate.
At the rate, hey.
The rate. Yeah, we've already moved on.
Big day coming. Big day coming, White Sox fans. Just 10 days away. until guaranteed rate field arrives at 35th and Shields. The official introduction of great or the rate or whatever you want to call it. Exciting stuff happening with the White Sox. Chris Getz, you see that promotion he got?
Director of
player development. Chris Getz, folks.
Utility infielder.
White Sox.
That's the guy.
White Sox know how to get their fan base excited, don't they?
We have some thank yous to pass out. Mike Clark and Mike Helfgott from the Chicago Tribune. And the Seuss, Steve Soucy from the Kankakee Daily Journal. Also, thank you to Joey Gelman, who's done a great job all season long.
Killing it.
Getting the show on the tracks and keeping it there.
He yells at us, though, during commercial breaks. A little over the top, Joey.
And we're a little bit early, so we decided. I don't know which mic you're going to. Is it three? You always shake it up, Patty. Patty Vasquez, go to that one. I turned that one on. That one works.
That one. I like it.
All righty.
Tell me where to sit.
Yes, please sit.
Hey, boys.
It's a Patty
Welcome.
B.
Welcome.
Hello. Welcome back, Kev.
Thanks. Very exciting. Good to talk to you. You were on, what was that? I'm so lost on the days.
I know. The days,
when, who, where.
They blend together.
Yes.
Here's what matters. We are up 3-2.
3-2.
In the series. Yep. We're bringing it home.
Back at home.
Yes.
Best home record in baseball. You got to get past Clayton Kershaw. If you don't, I think they still like their chances to get Rich Hill on Sunday.
Well, as long as Joe Buck doesn't go out there and make out with him on the mound, we'll be fine.
See, I don't hear the Joe Buck broadcast. I think it's such a love-hate thing with Joe Buck. Like, some people are cool with him. I think he's great.
You make up your mind going in, though. You know you're going to either love or hate.
Well, I didn't know who he was, and I was just sitting. I was like, who is this guy? And then I saw everyone posting about Joe Buck. I'm like, I assume it's the voice that annoys me the most when I'm listening to the broadcast.
Yeah. Some broadcasters just have the voice. It's not so much what they're saying. It's the voice,
this
right?
This would be more what he's saying.
It's a little bit
his
of both?
Voice seemed,
okay.
Yeah, the yeah. tone okay. toward the Cubs seemed okay. to be a little slanted. But I'm excited.
I did like your tweet that you were whisper watching.
It was whisper yelling.
Or whisper yelling.
I knocked things over trying not to yell at the television. It was very exciting. Yes.
What would you do if they actually go to the World Series? What would your emotions be like? Patty Vasquez, take me there. The final.
Do you dish
out
some dough for a ticket?
I did for the Sunday's game. I paid face value tickets that were released during the second inning. Some Dodgers tickets on the.
What'd you put up for those?
$2.95.
And is that upper deck or standing
no,
room?
No, it was like 10th row. It was section 133.
You must know an alderman.
No, I went up to the window. I waited. Actually, it was Carm's brothers that were waiting in line for a while. Yeah, at the Carm. I sat in my car and cried last night. I didn't know. I was thinking about watching these games with my dad and how much fun that would have been. Mm-hmm. And he hated the Cubs, but I think he would have really admired. He loved baseball. He loved the game.
Yeah, it's an incredible season. I grew up a Sox fan, but Sam and I haven't been covering this team. This is one of the most likable, not just Cubs team ever, but just sports team. There's so many likable guys in the locker room. They're good dudes. They have fun. They play the game the right way. They're fun to watch. I mean, how do you?
It's minus that closer that can't keep his hands to himself.
Yeah, what happened to Chapman? What happened there?
Well, nothing. He's just a bad dude.
Not the greatest guy in the world.
Wow, I didn't know we were going to go that way.
Just a bad guy.
Let's talk a little,
we don't ruin the narrative there. So.
But to, your, to what right, you were saying though. About how they have fun, they're good guys, don't you think that was kind of what was missing on Tuesday and why we kind of struggled in that 6-0 loss was that they weren't having fun. They weren't. It seemed like they stalled out a little bit energy-wise.
Yeah, or it was just good pitching and the bats went cold. I mean, I don't know if they weren't having fun.
I think people are guilty of just overreacting to the last game because when they went down 2-1, it was like, uh-oh, this is a must-win.
Mark Carman.
After they win, game five, it's like, all right, they got this. So it's like, make up your mind.
If we win the World Series, he's still going to be like, I don't know, next year's going to be rough. It's going to be tough to come back.
And no David Ross next year, man. I don't think we can repeat.
Pretty Ladies next with Patty Vasquez. Stick around for it. She's on from 11 to 2.